Hi, I'm Michaela from the Jamestown Daily Newspaper. This is one of my journalists, Gianna.
My opinion about Jamestown's ways of life is strong because I think the people of Jamestown should have stayed in its original location.
Why do you think that?
Because they started out in poor condition but lots of land. Then later they became a successful colony, but Indians would steal land and crops.
Oh, that's why.
Next, we're here with Michaela from the Jamestown Daily, and she is talking about a recent interview with Pocahontas.
Pocahontas is a kind woman and a very brave one, too. She talked about how she brought the Indians and Jamestown colonists closer together.
How did she do that?
She saved John Smith from getting his head smashed by clubs. After that, the Indians were grateful. She would bring food and clothing to help them, too.
Wow, that's great.
Now Tyler with a food column.
The food in Jamestown is scarce. Many colonists ate butchered animals. That is pretty much all they had. Luckily, the Indians are starting to teach the colonists how to hunt, fish, and farm.
Hi, I'm Spencer, and I'm going to tell you about the harsh winter.
What happened?
So, Tyler, as you know, our winter has ended, and many of our people have died during it.
Oh, no.
Many died from hunger, thirst, and hypothermia. That means when you're so cold, that you die from it.
Well, how many people died?
I think about 60 of the 214 people in our colony died, but we haven't done a head count yet.
That is all for today at the Jamestown Daily Newspaper. Bye.